This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or you can, get over there and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. So I know some tune in late, and some pick up old shows, and then they come on and they listen and what have you. And I appreciate it. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I really do. And we talk a lot of show about social issues. Yeah, we do a lot of political, but if you were really to weigh it out, you'd find out that most of what we do is social issues on the show. And then we talk about political issues, and some of it's just tongue-in-cheek, stupid, goofy stuff, because you need a break now and then. But one of the things that's been on my heart for a couple of years now is the transgender movement. And what I want to make sure that is clear here, right? Because it seems like, as far as the left is concerned, when you don't agree with something, you're a hater. I don't feel that way. You don't have to agree with my Christianity. You don't have to believe in or agree with my God. That's up to you. That's between you and God, not me, you and God. Or, in your case, no God. I'm okay with that. But you have to be able to discuss this stuff. This is what I loved about what the president did the other day when he was talking about, the gun issues and how to keep our kids safe. He was open to hearing from everybody, and everybody was respectful of each other. Even some who didn't agree with this, they would look and they would say, I don't agree with so-and-so. I'd like to see us do this. So it was conversation. It wasn't somebody sticking their finger in somebody else's face going, no, you're an idiot. What are you talking about? And there's so much more to this than just some young boy or young girl feeling like they're trapped in the wrong body. Give me some shots. Let's get this over with. Do the operation, and everything will be wonderful. But guess what? It's not wonderful. It doesn't fix the situation. And this isn't Joe talking just from what he's read. I've had, my double transgender on the show, if you would, who went from male to female and back to male again. And he has counseled many, 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 many people that have gone through this. Part of my irritant is they're willing to help you to no end in doing the initial transition, but they're not willing to go back if something goes sideways, if something goes wrong. So there was recently a dust-up, I guess it's in Texas, where a transgender boy won a girls' state wrestling title for the second time. Now, in Texas, you can only compete in the league of the gender you were born in. So here's a young lady who wants to become a man, and she's taking hormones to become a man, now, which includes, testosterone treatment, or steroid therapy, if you would. Now, here's the problem. If any male wrestler was caught taking steroids, he'd be thrown out because of the change they make. But this is the second year in a row that this transgender wrestler has won the Texas Girls Class 6A 110-pound division. Right? How is that okay? And this is all because of how they feel, right? So you can't get in the way, you can't say anything, or you're a hater. Mac Beggs, an 18-year-old senior from Euless Trinity High School, near Dallas, entered a tournament in Cyprus outside of Houston with an undefeated record. He beat Chelsea Sanchez once for a title in 2017, now again. The video posted online showed a mix of cheers and boos from the crowd. Beggs is in the process of transitioning from female to male, taking a low dose of testosterone. It was his steroid therapy treatments while wrestling girls that stirred a fierce debate about competitive fairness and transgender rights. Now, it's been going on for a couple of years now. It's a lot quieter since last year, when his march to state championship was dogged by a last-minute lawsuit that tried to stop him. Beggs had asked to wrestle in the boys' division, but the rules for Texas public high schools require athletes to compete in the gender of their birth certificate. When he entered the state tournament with a 32-0 record beating three female wrestlers, they're afraid of him. You know, but think about this. Taking steroids. What do steroids do to you? He has so much respect for all the girls he wrestles, said Beggs' mother. People think Mac has been beating up on girls. The girls he wrestles with, they're tough. It's more to do with skill and discipline than strength. Really? Then take the steroids away. Go off them for a couple of weeks. McNew would not make Beggs available for interviews ahead of the state meet. The solitude allowed him to concentrate on the task ahead and perhaps shield him from attacks on social media and occasional insults from the stands. Look, it happens. Doesn't matter whether you're a transgender or a radio talk show host, okay? You're going to get the crap. Beggs' road to the championship last season included two forfeits in the regional tournament by wrestlers who feared injury. Beggs faced only one forfeit this season. Opposing coach and teammates had insisted the girl wrestle Beggs, but she refused. Beggs' family has repeatedly said that he wants to wrestle boys. The birth certificate rule was approved in 2016 by the University Interscholastic League. That is the governing body for Texas. It was done to truly make things equal and fair. Again, it's not equality they want. And I keep saying that. When we come back, oh, I got so much to dump on you. When Harry Became Sally, right? It's a new book written by Dr. Ryan Anderson. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My.
Unless you know what a cage is.
So hard, makes me say.
And you will never. Just so we're clear, you'll never see me do those dance moves. First of all, I don't own a pair of pants like that. Thank you, Jesus. And secondly, I just can't. I'm not into that. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacine, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, yes, yes. You know, don't complain about the music. You can always come in afterward, right? It's really that simple. I am Joe Bacine, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. And I really do appreciate your time. Time is precious, you know, and you've chosen to spend it with me. So let me get right on this, because this is this professor or doctor, whatever title we want to use for him, and wrote a book called When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender moment. When Harry Became Sally, you know, was written by Ryan Anderson. And he's not sitting there just going, bad, 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 which is what everybody's waiting for. He's sitting there saying, can we at least think this through? Can we at least look at this from a scientific standpoint? You know, my next guest, on the show, we talk a lot about the LGBTQ, ABCD, whatever movement, but mostly, you know, Walt Heyer's been on the show a half a dozen times, and some of you love him, some of you tell me it's just he's a disgruntled transgender, if you would. But, you know, doctors are coming up more and more and more. They're opening him out saying, hey, look, not just the surgery, but the hormone blockers and such are not helping these young people. You know, as much as your hearts bleed for them because they want to be something other than, you know, their biological gender, you can't just change it with chemicals. Now, Dr. Ryan Anderson has written a book, When Harry Became Sally, Transitioning to a Boy and What You Need to Know. Let me just get him on because I'm excited to have him on with me. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with me today.
Sure thing. Happy to be with you.
You know, I got ahead of myself. It's because I got excited. I don't know what to tell you. I got ahead of myself because, you know, I talk about this regularly on the show. I'm not a doctor. I'm not against people, you know, wanting to do what they want to do to themselves. I mean, adults, you do whatever you want to yourselves. But what really bothers me is these young kids who think they want to be something else other than we young kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, they have all kinds of thoughts as to what they want to be and how they want to be and how they want to look. They're way too young to be making these decisions. And we're seeing an uptick in this all around the world. And if my son wants to be a girl or my daughter wants to be a boy, we do what we can to help them physically, but not mentally. I'm told this really isn't a mental issue. It really is a physical issue. Give us the Reader's Digest overview of this, and then I want to get into details about chemical makeup and that kind of stuff.
Sure. I mean, so what I do in the book is I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD. And so I look at the – no, that's fine. I mean, because, you know, for listeners, they just hear Dr. Anderson. They might not know what type of doctor. This is a PhD, not an MD. But what I do is I quote all of the relevant biology, psychology, and philosophy about how to think about our human embodiment. And the reality is that sex is a bodily reality, and then gender is how we give manifestation to our bodily sex. Our biology isn't bigotry. And so the most helpful therapies, they don't try to do the impossible, which is remaking the body to conform with thoughts and feelings, but rather they try to help people move towards accepting the reality of their bodily selves.
You know, when you think about this, when I look at what's going on here, here's my concern. When I start giving hormone blockers, because my joke on the show, and I'm not trying to belittle this at all, is, you know, they're afraid to call them male or female, that you don't want to give somebody an idea of what they are at an early age. You know, you can't get away from the biology of you're either an Xer or a Yer, correct? I mean, in plain, simple English.
Sure. I mean, so normally what we know is that when you have a healthy, functioning Y chromosome, that's going to determine your development as male. If you don't, you will develop as female.
So when you start getting these hormone blockers at a very early age, it doesn't just block the quote-unquote sexual hormones. I mean, there are other chemical makeups in the body. There are other things happening in the body that require that everything function properly in order for a young male or female, a young child to grow properly and grow healthy, right?
Sure. So what we know is that the drugs that are currently being prescribed for children with gender dysphoria, puberty-blocking drugs, they're FDA-approved for a condition known as precocious puberty, the early onset of puberty. They're now being used off-label to indefinitely delay puberty in an otherwise physically healthy child. There's no long-term study on what the long-term consequences of indefinitely blocking puberty are, but there are health risks that the physicians point to in terms of bone density, in terms of the mineral composition of the bones, in terms of height, weight, musculature, cardiac development, because when we go through puberty, it's not just our reproductive system that matures, but our entire body goes through a process of maturation in sex-specific ways. So the male and female bodies mature in different ways around the time of puberty. So there are physical consequences to blocking puberty. There are also potential psychological consequences, because the concern here is that normal women with gender dysphoria naturally grow out of it. But in the Dutch clinic that pioneered puberty blocking as a treatment for gender dysphoria, 100% of the children in the first clinical test that they did on this persisted in their transgender identity. So imagine that swing from 80 to 95% growing out of it to 100% persisting. And the medical experts, their fear is that what this does is it locks it in. That normally when the boy who identifies as a girl, when he goes through puberty in his boy body, that rush of testosterone helps him identify with his male body. But when you block it, it may persist his transgender identity.
You know, you talked about it a minute ago. You hit on it and kind of went over it quickly. You know, blocking puberty, no studies, no long-term studies have been done on this. And I've heard that doctors, you know, and I hate to turn this into an ideology thing, but it is. I mean, it is people on the left, doctors on the left now have come out. Some have said, look, we're not ready to do this at this level. We don't have the long-term studies on this. We don't have all the information. This may not be the best way to deal with this. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. We're conducting an experiment on children. The physicians don't know what the long-term consequences of indefinitely blocking a child's pubertal development is. They also don't know what the psychological consequences are. They think, and this is what they claim, that they can correctly identify the 5 to 15% of children that will persist in their transgender identity and only give them the puberty-blocking drugs. And you know, your laughter suggests that this doesn't sound all that compelling.
It sounds like they got a medical crystal ball that they use or something. Because, you know,
don't go far, because there's a lot more coming up after the break. I've got Dr. Ryan Anderson, and he's talking about his new book, When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Ain't that perfect? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GTN. Oh, the pleasure to have you with me. This is the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we talk a lot about how you need to take a stand, how you need to step up for your community, step up. You know, some of you know I'm on a school board, and I catch all kinds of heck for doing this. But I really believe that if you've got doctors saying, stop, don't do this, wait, okay, that there's other reasons behind this, chemical / scientific reasons behind not doing this, why won't they wait? Why won't they simply wait? And I'm the one that hates your kids. I'm the one that shouldn't be near your kids. But yet, look at what you're doing to your children. Just because you want them to feel good. Anyway. Well, I can't wait to get back to the guests. I've got Dr. Ryan Anderson on with me. He's written a book called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement. As many of you know, I've talked about this for a long time on the show, for many years, long before it was a popular or a big thing. And it wasn't because let's get this straight. It isn't because I hate transgender people or I dislike them or I think they're nuts or anything like that. All the stuff that you guys have sent me is I think it's the wrong thing to do. And I think it's the wrong thing to do because biologically you are what you are. And years ago we used to take an attitude with people that if they weren't, I don't want to just say thinking right, but if there was an issue going on, we would sit and talk with them and help them work through it. Now we seem to embrace everything and anything. We have trans species. I can't believe that we've actually found plastic surgeons that will do surgery on people to make them look more like, and we've documented it. We've had it on the show. You know, they look more like leopards. They're looking more like cats or what have you because they were growing. I mean, this is, at some point in time, we have to stop the craziness. And for those of you who accuse me of being weird because I'm a Christian and that's why I don't believe in this stuff, no. That's not it at all. Biology is biology. When I took biology in high school, you couldn't just change these things because you wanted to.
So instead of the talk show host talking to you about it, let's bring on Dr. Ryan Anderson. And Dr. Ryan, I so much appreciate you being on with me, very much.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, we both have a mutual friend, Walt Heyer, who I've had on the show off and on for about 9 years now. And I lovingly call him my double transgender, because he went from male to female, back to male again, because it didn't change anything for him. It didn't change how he felt about himself. It didn't change him, you know, deep inside. And I get some of these parents, and I think you agree with me. I don't know, you'll tell me if you don't. I think some of these parents just want their kids, parents now. I'm not talking about the movement, but parents want their kids to be happy. They want to make sure their kids get every chance they can at, you know, at happiness in life, of being the person they really want to be. But this isn't going to do it for them, is it?
Unfortunately, probably not. The science here shows that sex reassignment doesn't work as a physical matter. Sex can't be reassigned because it's not assigned in the first place. And as a result of that, it doesn't seem to provide the psychological wholeness and happiness that people are looking for, which is why you have the experience of someone like Walt Heyer. And the chapter of the book that was most difficult to research and to write was the chapter on people who transitioned and then detransitioned. And it was difficult to write because these stories are heartbreaking.
Sure.
Especially heartbreaking were the people who transitioned as teenagers and then detransitioned in their 20s and their 30s. I mean, I imagine that it's true for you. It's true for me. I imagine it's true for our listeners. There were things that we thought back when we were in our teenagers,
sure,
that were happy we didn't act on in a way that we would still be living with the consequences today. Right? There are mistakes that I made as a teenager that I'm glad they didn't have life-altering consequences.
Yeah.
And here we have people who are saying we didn't receive the care that we needed. After just, you know, a small handful of visits to a gender expert, we were prescribed testosterone, even though we're girls. You know, we never had a discussion about what the underlying psychosocial causes of our gender dysphoria may be. We never had a discussion about what alternative treatment for our gender dysphoria might be. We were told that we were actually boys trapped in girls' bodies, and that then we were told to take testosterone. And then 5, 10, 15 years later, these women regret it. And they report how sad they are as a result of this. They've lost fertility. They've lost bodily organs that they had amputated as part of the surgical transition procedures. They have 5 o'clock shadow. They have a deeper voice. And they can't get much of this back. And so it's heartbreaking. And we need to do what we can to prevent these stories from being repeated. That's why I wrote this book, was to help people understand what's going on so that we can help people respond authentically.
You know, it's funny because you talk about the testosterone and the estrogen. You know, growing up as a kid and even now, you start listening. Men over, you know, 40 or 50 years old, they start producing less testosterone. So they have these drugs to help you bring them to the levels they're supposed to be at. Women get estrogen treatments and what have you. So you know it has a direct effect on the body. And then you hear about the women who have their uteruses removed later on in life. You know, they have a hysterectomy and they have to take pills and it affects their body. And I'm just amazed that, again, me, as a guy that barely got out of high school, I'm saying, doesn't this all affect the natural use of the body, or the way the body is supposed to grow? And why are the non-doctors looking at this saying, isn't there a problem here? But the doctor, how are they finding these doctors that are willing to do this?
Well, so it looks like, unfortunately, there's some self-selection going on. The people who want to be the gender experts are the ones who are most likely to already be predisposed to agree with this view. It's a certain view of the body where human nature is very plastic, and therefore sex is merely assigned, and therefore sex can be reassigned. So it's a view of the human body where it has no intrinsic meaning, no intrinsic purpose. It's just raw material that can be refashioned. And then it's a certain vision of modern science, right, in which modern science is not meant to restore health, where it's not meant to be a restorative practice, but a transformative practice, and where modern medicine and modern science can simply remake the body according to the patient's desires. When you combine those two views, it's not surprising we get some of the outcomes that we have seen.
You know, I've got so much. You know, this could be a 3-hour show with you, because I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. You know, you go through these and you understand that some of these kids, look, when I was a kid, I thought my mother was gorgeous. I thought my mother was pretty and she was smart and she was able to, you know, I wanted to be just like her when I grew up. That didn't mean I wanted to be a woman. It just mean I wanted all the kind of traits I saw in her. And sadly enough, some of the terms, some of what I'm seeing these kids say, you know, mommy, I want to be like you. I wanted this. I wanted that. It's almost like they drive them in that direction. I don't want to accuse the doctors or the psychologists of anything, but it seems like you've done a lot more research than I have, but I've read like 30 or 40 articles on this, and it seems like they're almost, if there's any kind of thought about it, they push them in that direction. In California, you can't even take your kids to a counselor that would try to get them back to their, or talk to them and try to get them to understand their initial gender, if you would. I mean, that is just terrible, isn't it?
That's where you see the politicization of science and medicine. Right now, I think it's 7 states have passed laws that prohibit a medical professional from talking to a minor to help them identify with their bodies. And they call that sort of talk therapy, quote, conversion therapy. So if you want to help a 10-year-old boy identify as a boy, that's called conversion. Because you're changing their true gender identity, right? So their true gender identity is being a girl. But if you want to give that 10-year-old boy puberty-blocking drugs, if you want to give that 15-year-old boy estrogen, there are no laws that prohibit it. So you're prohibited to help the boy feel like a boy. You're allowed to transform the boy into a girl. And that's not considered conversion. Right. Transitioning therapy is not considered conversion. It's known as gender-affirming therapy. It's an Orwellian abuse of language.
Wow. I'm always amazed at this. I'm always amazed at how they tweak these terms and tweak these terminologies. You know, again, when you talk, when they give you this information, when they keep telling us that we're supposed to accept this no matter what, I always get a kick out of it because as a Christian, they come after me because, I don't believe in science. And yet when I simply ask them questions, how do you change the Y and the X in your DNA? And we'll go a little further than that. As you heard, how do you stop the diseases that are more susceptible to men or women because of sexual reassignment or sex reassignment? I'm Joe Messina, your host. More after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Welcome back. You know, I was born to Wave of Flag. I think you were too, but what do I know? I don't know you that well. Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it very much. New book out by Dr. Ronan Anderson, called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender. We've got a moment here in his notes. He says he's offering a balanced approach to the policy issues and nuanced vision of human embodiment and a sober and honest survey of the human cost of getting human nature wrong. Now, he draws on the best insights from the fields of biology, psychology, and philosophy to explore many contradictions at the heart of the transgender movement. Now, again, I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail. Right? This is not me just saying it off the cuff. And those of you that just so... Look, I realize that some of you really, 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 really love your children to the point where you never want them to have an unhappy moment. And you think this is going to help. It's not. It doesn't. And the vast majority, it just doesn't. So don't listen to me. Listen to the experts. And as I've always said to you, if this is really something you feel like you need to do, get the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't just go to a doctor that agrees with you. Don't just go to a doctor that's on your side and willing to do it. As he said, you heard the doctor say earlier, there are people that want to be experts in their field. So what do? They tell you, yeah, you go ahead with this. This is the right thing to do. When it's actually not. You know, again, listen to the doctor. Don't listen to Joe, because he's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Dr. Ryan Anderson has written a book, When Harry Became Sally. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with me today.
Sure thing. Happy to be with you.
I did an interview with another guy a while back, and we were talking, and I said, look, it's gender dysphoria, and I didn't come up with that. The medical world came up with that term, and it isn't loosely thrown around. And what he said to me was, look, it used to be that if you were gay or lesbian, that was a sickness. That was in the book as a disease of some kind or condition. He said, this is going to go that way, too. And I said, no, the difference is this is biological with real changes, real physical changes made to the body. Gender dysphoria is an accepted term in the pediatric and the medical world, is it not?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's in the DSM-5. The previous editions of the DSM, and the DSM is Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. It's the handbook for mental health professionals. It used to be called Gender Identity Disorder. And then they changed the diagnostic criterion a little bit, and they changed the name from gender identity disorder to gender dysphoria. And it's the condition of identifying as the opposite sex and then feeling distress at your gender identity. And so you need to have both of those things. You don't identify as your bodily sex, and you feel distress over it. And then there's a debate about what the appropriate therapeutic response is. There are some physicians who say we should do the puberty-blocking drugs, the cross-sex hormones, the surgery. And there are others, and I quote from many of these in the book, who say, no, we should actually be doing therapy directed at the mind and at the emotions to help people think and feel according to reality. That's what mental health is all about, bringing us back into contact with reality.
You know, doctor, I got beat up pretty bad by some of my local LGBTQ moms, because I said, look, before you go doing anything with your young kids, don't necessarily go search out a doctor that's on the side of your child, if you would. Find one that's on, get one that's on both sides of the issue. Truly find out the positives and the negatives before you put your children through this, because this is something that is not easy to come back from, as we found out with Walt Heyer and other ones. I mean, this is not something that can easily be turned around, and I appreciate you writing the book. I also appreciate the time you're spending with me. I want to bring you on for longer segments in the future, but how do people find your book?
Sure. I mean, you can get it wherever books are sold. Barnes & Noble, you can get it at Amazon, you can get it on the Kindle, you can get it on the Nook, you can get it as an iBook. Wherever books are sold, you can find this. And I should mention, I'm a PhD. The book is written for normal people. This is not a book that's written for other PhDs.
Right.
It's written for ordinary Americans.
Well, I think it's some of the things that I've already read. It's a matter of just you got to understand in plain, simple English what you're actually doing to your child. Positive or negative, you should really know what you're doing to your child and what the long-term outcome is. I mean, people should read a story about what's that show? My Name is Jazz, or I'm Jazz, the transgender girl.
Becoming Jazz, yeah.
Yeah, she apparently, because she was so young and they gave her the hormone blockers, she can't go through the full transition now. Because it's, not enough to work with, if you would. It's interesting what I've read about her and the medical issues that she's run up against already in her young life. But we'll bring you back later. I do appreciate your time with me today, and, good luck with the book. Really, seriously.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. He's right. And I'm right, actually. It was funny, because during one of the breaks I said to Tammy, I've been talking about this for years, and I'm not even a doctor. That doesn't mean I'm a genius either. It just means I've been talking about this for years. I don't know about the rest of you, but I learned in chemistry class that each, male or female, boy, girl, whatever you want to call them, extra or wire, whatever you want to call it, as you grow, your body requires certain chemicals depending on the gender you are to help make it strong, to help it grow properly. bone sizes, bone structures are different. Muscle sizes, muscle structures different. Now, you doing hormone blockers at a very young age could do a lot more damage to your body than you can imagine. Are you really willing to take that chance? Are you really willing to put your kids through that and take that chance? Yeah, again, I've got to ask because I think some of you do this in a loving way. I get it. You think you're doing the right thing for your child. And we come to find out that you haven't. You don't. You're not. Because we don't know yet what's right. We don't know yet what works. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, here's the danger. So you have medical science telling you, well, medical science, PhDs, whatever, telling you that, okay, we haven't done enough studying on this. We don't know if it works. This is mostly experimental at this point in time. And yet, we have a couple that lost their child to this. Now, how and where does that make sense? All right? You know, let me see. If you think about this, female-to-male surgery begins with a mastectomy, right? And then it goes from there to the uterus and ovaries are removed. Now, last I checked, when women have a hysterectomy? That's what they used to call it. They had to take drugs afterward because their, you know, hormones go crazy. So why would it be any different now? You know, a doctor in Wales is prescribing cross-sex hormones to children as young as 12 years old who say they want to change sex, arguing if they're confident in their gender identity, they should not have to wait till 16 to get the treatment. How many kids at 12 years old know what they want to be, what they want to do? How they feel about much of anything, really? And the scary thing is that right now in the United States of America, there are no laws that block hormone blockers from being given to children. Now, activists claim that the effects of blocking puberty with drugs are fully reversible, but it's not true. Many doctors will tell you the exact opposite. Remember that there's years of development that have to take place. If you don't have those years, you think those years are going to catch up later on in life if you decide it's not the direction you want to go in? It doesn't happen. Again, it doesn't work. It doesn't happen that way. You can't reverse at 18 years old if you've been taking hormone blockers for 10 years. You're going to reverse that in a relatively short period of time or at all? And remember that the use of puberty-blocking drugs to treat children with gender dysphoria is entirely experimental. There are no long-term studies on the consequences. Now, how many drugs do you see today over the years? You know, they're safe. Well, it's just regular drugs. They're safe. Oh, my God. If you were taking this drug, you could end up with this kind of cancer. You could end up with failure of this or liver failure or this falls apart. This is after years of testing. Activists claim that blocking puberty allows children more time to explore their gender identity without the distress of developing secondary sex characteristics. This is how the Dutch doctors who pioneered this treatment put it. It's not an argument, though, says three American researchers. They're all physicians, so this is not Joe, the talk show host. It presumes that natural sex characteristics interfere with exploration of gender identity. They don't. Right? Ah. Well, if you want to see the rest of this or hear the rest of this, we're going to put this up on the website later on. I'm Joe Messina, host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. The third hour, just nuts. Got a lot coming up, a lot happening in the news that we're just going to fly through. I'm Joe Messina, host, listening to Real Side.